This is John Batchelor, conversation with author Evan Thomas, and this is an excerpt from a two-hour conversation of his new book, Road to Surrender, Three Men and the Countdown to the End of World War II, The Decision to Drop the Atomic Bomb, 1945. They had not tested it yet, but Oppenheimer was in the room. The meeting was called the Interim Committee. It consisted of those who were making the decision to go ahead with the bomb. President Truman was not in the room, but his representatives were. And it was blessed by the Secretary of War, Mr. Stimson, attended by Jimmy Burns, a man who most close to Harry Truman to inform him about the existence of the atomic bomb right after FDR's death. We're looking at a decision that was made with incomplete information, for example, radiation. Evan Thomas will describe this. I mention it because this is the original use of retaliation when a nuclear weapon was available, right here. We're dealing with a situation in the Middle East right now that is extremely, extremely dangerous. Not only for the Middle East, but for Europe, Eurasia, and the United States. Does Iran have a nuclear weapon? We don't know. We also don't know what the scale of Israel's response will be to firing hundreds of projectiles at a civilian population without a declaration of war by Iran. We don't know. So here's Evan Thomas on a decision made in 1945 by the Interim Committee to use a weapon that had never been used, never tested. This is before the Trinity test in July. To use it against the Japanese in retaliation for the Japanese attack 4 years before on Pearl Harbor.
Well, it's twofold. One is to talk about targeting this atom bomb, but also to talk about the world after the war is over, the control of the atom bomb. Is there a way to control it, to limit this Frankenstein monster from getting out there? They talk about both things. It is, I would say, an incoherent meeting. It's not what we'd imagine smart guys would do. They end up with a kind of a muzzy, they decide that they're going to drop it on a war plant surrounded by workers' homes. That's an attempt to have it both ways, to say it's a military target, but it's going to kill a lot of people. If historians have had fun with that because it's an incoherent description, but it gets at the enormous ambiguity of what they're doing. They don't want to be war criminals. On the other hand, they want to end the war, and they have to kill a lot of people to do it, and they're troubled by that. You know, also, they don't absolutely know how big this bomb is. Oppenheimer's there, and he says, well, it could be between 2 kilotons and 20 kilotons. Hiroshima turns out to be 12 kilotons, Nagasaki 20, so it's at the upper end. They say, how many people will it kill? Oppenheimer says 20,000. Well, it ended up killing 70,000 right away in Hiroshima and another 70,000 by radiation poisoning. They don't even get into radiation poisoning at this meeting. Pretty big thing not to get into, partly because they don't understand it very well, and also because the scientists don't really want to bring it into the discussion because they don't want to get hung up on it because it sounds like poison gas. Poison gas is illegal, and oh my God, we might not be able to use a weapon at all. So they just put their head in the sand, and they don't really get into radiation. So it's a to be crude about this, it's a crappy meeting. But that is the meeting in which they decide to go ahead, and that's the word that's passed on to Truman, and he accepts it.
More of this later tonight.